السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مشتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في on this beautiful Saturday morning. ما شاء الله we had beautiful rain in Lady Smith, I'm not sure in Durban. But may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Afa with afiat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, Surah Qaf, chapter number 50, and verses 37 to verse 40. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us all these advices, injunctions, commandments that Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Noble Quran. But who will reap the benefit? Inna fi zalika la dhikra, chapter 50, verse 37. Inna fi zalika la dhikra, indeed in all this there is admonishment, advice, reminder. But for who? I open the tap, but the people put their glass cup the right direction, it will get full to capacity. And a person comes and puts it upside down, then nothing will really happen. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. For a person who has the heart, Allah Ta'ala calls the heart قَلْبٌ, قُلُوب, the plural. You see, when we drive our vehicles, we have dumb lights, we have bright lights, we have fog lights, we have intelligent lights. So this heart, we can turn and twist it how we want to. People turn it, twist it towards the dunya and the worldly matters. Their heart gets saturated with that. Somebody has so much love for wealth, he is obsessed with that wealth. Somebody is so obsessed with the women or the man, their lover. Somebody is so obsessed with name and fame. So this heart has to be turned towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, towards him, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, towards the Deen and Islam, the only religion accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Inna fil jasadi la mudgha, verily there is a piece of flesh in the body, Ida swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu, wa ida fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is pure and sound, the whole body will be pure and sound and good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, and when that piece of flesh is now corrupted, corroded, rusted, فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, the entire body will become rusted, corroded, corrupted. Allah, behold, وَيَّ الْقَلْبِ, it is the heart. So therefore, tilawat of Qur'an, zikrullah, we need to purify it, and read more nafil salat, our first salat, all that obviously is mandatory and compulsory. So this heart, we have to then change it for the better. أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ, or that person should listen attentively. أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ, when there's a lecture, Quran Sharif, Allah is speaking to us. Ahadith Mubarakah, Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we listen attentively. وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ وَهُوَ حَالِيَّ, whilst he's present. I'm a student, right? So now I have to go to my teacher. So So Wednesday nights I go there by Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haq Sahib, Hafidhullah, our teacher for more than 10 years now with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So now I told Hazrat Mujan Naga Pasan Nahi. So I don't like to stay absent. If I'm traveling Wednesday, then I go Tuesday. So the student has to show his devotion, dedication, and then we sit there to learn, not to go and show the teacher that I want to become greater than you and object on you and test you. Nay. So we must always rectify, purify our intentions, our motives, and we must say we want to become better Muslims, better ambassadors of Islam, so we can present Islam in its pristine purity. When I was a young boy in the 60s, I was born in Heidelberg, Transvaal, now Gauteng, and now we would go to a school. I can still remember vividly the non-Muslim teacher telling us, God created this universe in 6 days, Monday to Saturday, and then he got so tired, Allah forbid that blasphemous statement, and Sunday he said, I'm going to rest also. Absolutely haram for a Muslim to believe in that, and you will go out of the fold of Islam. See what Almighty Allah states. And this is our belief. Allah Jalla Wala created this universe from Saturday to Thursday, 6 days. And Friday, Almighty Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, whose Nami Nami Ismi Grami is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Inna Masala Isa, Indallahi Kamasali Adam. The similitude of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Both of them, their Nami Nami Ismi Grami, honorable names are mentioned 25 times. Both of them did not have a father. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam, no father and no mother. Allah Jalla Wala created him, khalaqtuhu bi adayya, with my own hands. What are the hands of Almighty Allah beyond our perception, comprehension? وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Is none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles creation. And nothing in the universe resembles Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَلَقَدْ. Wow, for utter, for conjunction, la, for qasam, walillahi, qad, definitely, surely, positively, khalaqna samawati wal ard, we created Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. You scientists, you professors, you doctors, you can't even create one single fly. A fly that can fly, lay yakhluqu dubaba walaw ijtama'ula. All of you can come together for that purpose. And you will never be successful. Why? How will the ensoulment take place? How will you insert the soul, the ruh, the spirit in that life? That only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. Go read chapter 22, Surah Hajj on pilgrimage, and verse 73. Allah is challenging you, O scientists, O professors, whosoever that try and create one single fly, one of which the ma'ula, and all of you, thousand, million, billion come together, you will never be able to do so. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We created the terrestrial creation, we created the celestial creation. Samawat, the celestial, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, and the planets, and everything which we know and we don't know. And وَالْأَرْضِ, and the land and the sand and the terrestrial creation, the deserts, the lakes, and whatever else, what we know, what we don't know. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and everything in between. So when we fly, you know, I was flying on Thursday, and you just look around, and you marvel at the creation of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, we are above the clouds. So we look at Qudrat al-Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Allah Jalla Wala, fi sittati ayyam, in 6 days. And وَمَا مَسْتَنَا مِنْ لُهُوبٍ, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion even touched us. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, AK 255, AK Ayatul Kursi, verse 255, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ, no slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore we reject the belief of the Christians and non-Muslims with the contempt it deserves. We are human beings, now it's still weekend, and the weekend has started, still holidays. What are you going to do? Use your holidays and make it holidays. use your leisure time, the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Tasbir, exercise patience. Patience don't only mean somebody passed away. So patience means a sabr ala ta'at, continue with the righteous deeds. Sabr anil ma'asiyah, abstain from the vices and sins. And sabr alal musibah, and when a calamity befalls somebody, then do not complain, complain to humanity. If you wish to complain, complain to Allah Jalla Wala. Like Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam did, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. Ya Allah, I complain about my grief and sadness to you. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Tasbir ala ma yaqulun. You exercise patience. Notwithstanding the fact the negative sentiments and the derogatory sentiments expressed by them, the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbik. And glorify and praise the name of Almighty Allah. Sabbih subhanallah. Bihamdi rabbik wa bihamdihi. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Imam Bukhari mentions that right in the ending of his great book Sahih al-Bukhari. قبل طلوع الشمس, now before sunrise. So you must read your Fajr Salat, read your Sunnah Muakkada, قل يا الكافرون, and then قل هو الله. قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, O non-Muslims, I reject your deities and your semi-gods and demigods. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, we believe and we affirm our faith in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Our kalima, our formula starts with the negative also. La ilaha illallah. After Surah 2, verse 255, A.K.A. Al-Kursi, the next verse 256, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever rejects all the satanic systems and believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and all the articles of faith, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. He has held on to the rope of Allah, such a firm rope, لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. Such a rope, it can never break, it can never snap. But we release it and then the rope will go away. So we should also know our responsibilities and obligations. So before Fajr Salat, people love to sleep and must Fajr Salat. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. When you must Fajr Salat, you wake up after sunrise. بَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. So the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan urinates in their ears. قَبْلَ تُلُوِ الشَّمْسِ. So you read Surah Fatiha, you read Surah Kafirun, you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas. The men read Fajr Salat, remember in the Masjid or Musalla, and the women at home. وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. And before sunset, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1.5 hours. Not last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, now you want to read Asr Salat, then it's still Salatul Munafiq. Especially now in the winter time. So we should be very careful, circumspect regarding this. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى. Guard all your salat, especially the Madr salat, your Asr salat. حَذَرًا وَسَفَرًا. Whether you're on the plane or on the train, whether you are at home or whether you are traveling. So we need to take cognizance of this. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And at night time, you see, it's still night time now. فَسَبِّحْ. So what should you do? فَسَبِّحْهُ. Glorify the name of Allah, subhanallah, and glorify Him. وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. And a أَقِبِ salat. So after your salat, so remember Allah, you finish your first salat. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The tasbih, tasbih of Fatima, subhanallah, subhanallah, 33 times. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. What bara sujood means this. Then you make your dua individually. You make your dua collectively. The imam is making dua, you make dua. If you want a wonderful academic discussion on that, go open Tuhfatul Ahwazi, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif. The commentary of Tirmidhi Sharif, and there by Maulana Shaykh Abdul Rahman Mubarak Furi. And there's no P in Arabic, so they made Mubarak Furi, otherwise Mubarak Furi. So that is a wonderful discussion he has on a dua, Ba'ad al-Maktubat al-Husi. After the first salat, You can make collective dua and an academic discussion. So we should know all these things. Never get intimidated by the Salafis or any person. Whatever we have, remember we must prove from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and the actions of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we follow the Awliyaullah, the special servants of Almighty Allah and the Ahimma Arba'a, the four schools. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to understand our deen and religion of Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Muharram, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Four Jutlas dispatched they to hell. You see that? Jutla, the Jews. They're in occupied Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla. They are on media rights. 50,000 Jutla soldiers are fed up. They're suffering from trauma. They don't want to go back. And they're seeing stars daytime already. Hamas picks them up and then will beat them forever. They will never lead a normal life. You see that? That is Quwwat al-Imani. The strength and the energy and the power of our Iman. When we have the dynamics of that, then remember you will fear none except Him Almighty Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ey Iman walo. Oh, you who attain faith, 89 different places Allah mentioned that. See the Jutlas Harami, they kill 8 Americans. Americans with dual passport, you know, dual citizenship. They're Palestinians and they're Americans. Some Muslims and non-Muslims. Like Shireen Abu Aqila. They murdered her, martyred her. Martyred meaning the Christians say that for her. We can't say they martyred for us because she's not Muslim, she's Christian. So we will say they murdered her. But remember, she's American. So where's the American embassy? Where is the American government? They don't make a noise. They say, no, we'll investigate. And then they know nothing will happen and so forth. So every day they are murdering Palestinians. Remember that. That is what they do. That is their history. Not from now, from 46, 47, right till now. 80 years the Haramis are doing this. Remember that. Therefore, we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. The Jutlas are stalling the ceasefire. Remember that. Tomorrow, next week, we want this condition. So Hamas say, we're ready. We no problem. We told you from the start, we will never ever surrender, inshallah. Imma al-ghanima wa imma shahada. We prepare to take martyrdom and we prepare to take victory and the booty. Allah Jalla wala taught us, ihda al-husdayin. Then one of the two, and in both ways we are victorious. Look at what the Jutlas do, the Haramis. They in the West Bank, they are stealing the sheep and the animals of the Palestinians, and they burn their homes and so forth and so on. And that is what they are trying to do. Obama woke up from his slumber. He wants to have a coup, and he decided we must have a coup. And there's a coup plot against Trump. And who told us that? Tulsi Gabbard. You see that Tulsi is a spallabit. They say Obama and the Democrats, they know that now he, Trump, is on the back foot. He's seeing Epstein in his dreams and all the ladies and young girls, 11, 12, 13 years old, they raped the Haramis. That is what they did. So you must remember that. Israel is leveling the thousands of buildings of civilians there in Gaza. And they want to now steal more and more land. That is Israel, remember. An illegitimate Harami state, Hitler's children, and Hitler was right. They are the scum of the earth. They are the pigs and the swines and the monkeys and donkeys. All that enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. And chapter 62, verse 5. Trump files a lawsuit against Madoff and the Wall Street Journal. He says, how dare you guys go and write these articles against me and against Epstein. And I was busy with the naked women and naked young girls and so forth and so on. And you know how much he's suing them for $10 billion. Trump, you better give up and you are hopeless, useless. I told you from day one, you can't beat men. You only beat women. First time you beat her, Clinton, second time you beat this lady, you know, of the Democrats. So you must remember that. Discuss with a real man. Come speak to Hamas. And then we will teach you. You just get busy with a woman and rape them and so forth. You're a disgrace, even worse than Clinton you are. You must remember that. So a shame. They must put you and Netanyahu in the same cell. And inshallah, it will happen in our lifetime. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min tilabi. Trump to release some of the Epstein documents. Not all, some of it. Why? Due to public pressure. His own party is feeling the heat now. MAGA, make America great again. So now it's no more make America great again. So MAGA, make what? The truth again and expose it and give everything to the people so they know how way you guys were busy with your rifles, your harami. France, another haram country. So they just want to steal. They give independence to countries in Africa. 14 countries have to continue paying them taxes. Can you believe that? You African countries should tell these whites, go to hell. We will not pay you anything, and all your personnel, we kick you out. So Senegal woke up, and Senegal kicked out the French and said, get out. So what they say, that France withdraws their troops from Senegal. They never withdraw. They were expelled and kicked out by them. Well done. Malaysians, our Muslim brothers, sisters are waking up. They told America, we don't want this guy you all have sent here, and you want to send him as an ambassador to Malaysia, or Nick Adams. Tell Nick Adams, we're going to nick him. We don't want him here. They got dirt on him. They got that what sentiments he expressed against Islam or Muslims or whatever. So if you want to play the game that you say you don't want the South African ambassador there in your Washington, so we can also play the game. We don't want your American guy here, so we're not happy with him. So well done to Malaysia. Kick them out, remember that. Three dead, three people fracked there. Fracked means to die like a dog. Big explosion in Los Angeles, so three people dead. So the Russians say, you see, Russians say, to be a journalist is a crime in United Kingdom. Once you start writing the truth against the government or about Palestine and against the Jews and the Zionists and the Haramis, then they want to intimidate you, they want to deport you, they want to fine you, and so forth and so on. America, because Israel told them, put pressure on Hezbollah there in Lebanon, they must give up their arms and so forth and so on, then we'll negotiate. Hezbollah told them, go to hell, America and Israel. We will never give up our arms. We must be morons and idiots to believe you. We know your history, America. What you did in Iraq. Your Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the Harami, Jutli, Sheikh Berset, yes, is worthy to murder and kill 500,000 children there in Iraq. We won't forget. We won't forgive. We will name you, shame you, and nail you, Haramis. Remember that you, America, Israel, the world's biggest terrorist. You know what you did in Afghanistan, what you did in Iraq, what you did in Syria, what you did in Libya, what you are doing in other countries. So that is where you are standing. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved country. MK, that is Jacob Zuma's party, is taking Cyril to the Concord, the highest court in the country, you see, and the apex court. They say regarding Chunu. Chunu is the minister. They put him on special leave and, you know, get wages and perks and everything. They said he must be fired, you see. So I like you, Zuma. But I want to meet you one-to-one. We want to change your name, not Jacob Zuma. We make Yaqub Juma. You see that? But no media, no security. Then we meet. Okay, Nkabani. Then another minister also crooked like a, you understand, like opposite of a Miswak, you know. Totally crooked. So she's supposed to be the minister of, remember, higher education. So we are a crazy country, remember that. We have two ministers of education and all that. All Mufatyas, if you ask me, they just want 3 B's and getting fat in the fat gets. So she admitted she misled parliament. But what she said, no, it's unintentional. You must go tell that and Kabani to the animals there in Kruger Park to talk nonsense. Mackenzie wakes up, you see, Minister of Sport and Culture. So his son and them open a soccer team. And that soccer team is called Siwele. So that soccer team, they in Free State, you see, that they paid 50 million for it. So now people are asking, oh, Mackenzie, from where your son got this 50 million? That suddenly you guys are in the government, G and U, and your son got 50 million. So, I mean, we have the right, isn't it so, to ask the question? So where did your son get the 50 million to buy the soccer team? So you see, at top to bottom, there are so many questions one can ask. Then remember my brother Muhammad Shukri, Adam Jiva. So he hails from Utenhay. So I was there last week, you see, in Port Elizabeth. He told me about his experience. So I told him, you write everything down and don't fear. I will send it out on your behalf. You just write the truth and don't make any propaganda. So wonderful feedback. Yesterday we had a lengthy discussion, you see, we had other mashura and things to discuss, matters of bilateral importance. And then he told me, it's phenomenal that the response is getting 99%, you know, stood so positive against Saud, against the agents. He even sent me, you must remember, the letter of the agent. The agent is asking him out. You see that? That's the old trick of our Hajj agents and all of them. They will rip you off, and in the ending, they'll tell you, make maaf, because they don't want to refund you. You see that? That's the old trick. We know how it works, this industry. So my question to you, on behalf of the South African public, and you the public, you the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. You should ask Sahu, what the hell you guys are doing with 10 million rand in your account? Aren't you guys overcharging the judge? Then how you justify the 10 million plus you got in your account and so forth and so on? So we need to know all these things. We don't have to ask the easy, easy questions. We have to ask the uncomfortable questions. You see that? Because we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country, remember that. So that is where we stand. And MBS the Harami, his name is also included in the Epstein files. No Handi Papa dance. Now you will see what happens. America is trying to finish up that story. MBS will pay millions and billions to get his name cleared. And now, but nobody can clear their name. Allah Jalla Wala says, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces a person, there's none in the world to give honor to that person there. So tonight between 6 and 8 will be my brother Suleiman Esok with Maat Kirat. So you must send your request, inshallah. Tonight we will be there in Tongat, mashallah, in the railway masjid, where Maulana Desai is and Hafiz Noshad and all of them. So after Isha Jamaat is 7:15. So inshallah we will be there tonight. Last night, mashallah, we were here in Queen Street. My brother Muhammad Salim Asmar, Jazahullahu Khairan, Allah reward him. He took me there, and you know, the crowd were waiting, the outside, they give us a wonderful reception, istiqbal, you know. So Hafiz Zakariya and his father and a lot of other musallis, Allah reward them. Then mashallah, Qari Naeem also read, and Sheikh Ahmed also read, Qiraat and so forth. So wonderful, wonderful. And then I spoke. So then a wonderful supper there also they gave us. So Allah Jalla Wala reward them. So I gave them one word of advice also. I said, see, when I'm looking at the crowd, I see a lot of you brothers from India are here. A lot of you brothers from Somalia are there. A lot of you brothers from Africa are here. You must keep that unity. You see that? And don't make Apna Masjid and Unta Masjid and all that. We are Indians and we are Apras and all that. We come from this Gam. So we must have our own masjid, and the Somalis and Africans must have their own. We don't want all that. That you must unite the people on the haq, on the same masjid. Remember that. That is what our Islam teaches us. Allah Jalla Jalla give us tawfiq. So tomorrow morning there's no program. Tomorrow afternoon there will be a program 2 to 4. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, everything goes according to schedule. We will bring it from our Durban studios, inshallah. I will be there in the studio with Hafiz Hafiz Wadi. And inshallah, we will do the program from there. Because tomorrow morning we got that Hif Jalsa, that's why I'm here. So mashallah, so everything went to schedule. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deen. Jee Maulana Salim, we have 13, 14 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Oh, Kitab, what can I read continuously for selling my stuff and drawing in a lot of customers?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3. First and foremost, you are my brother, you got Iman, you got Islam. So that's why you're listening to the program and posing the question. Now you must go one step ahead. Bring taqwa in our lives. What is taqwa? Don't sell anything that's haram. Don't sell anything that's doubtful. All that we do for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Yesterday, Mona Abid told me, whilst we were having supper, an ajeeb story. He said that there was one company and they were selling beds, you know, and so forth, a special price. So when he went there, so then that one agent, you know, not Muslim, he told him, man, just tell me, give me your address and you just give me so much money and I'll come deliver the bed. So he said, you know, me, I'm a Mawlana. They know what is Mawlana and that Imam and we don't do these type of things. So he says that, you know, that waswasa was coming. And the thought was coming, maybe I should just do that, but I feared Allah and I didn't do it. Say, same day at night, that person came with his girlfriend and he said, Mawlana, make me Muslim. He says, imagine if I should bribe him. Then what message should I sell? I should be selling Islam and maybe that person should not become Muslim. Last night he told me that on Abita, wonderful person. So remember that we should learn at least Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When we have taqwa, Allah will make a way out of you from difficult situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give you rizq and sustenance from such avenues which you never ever anticipated and expected. So do three things, brother. That when you see your shop will be booming and inshallah business flourishing. 5 daily salat in the masjid for you. The men, the women at home. 2, every day, read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. After Fajr, daily read this dua, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'ah. Oh Allah, I beg of you, such knowledge that is beneficial. What is fan-tayyiba? Don't only give me halal, Ya Allah, give me such rizq that is tayyib and pure and wholesome. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, our actions, all broken, humble actions. Out of your grace, mercy, benevolence, accept it. So what is the dua, brother? Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'ah, wa rizqan tayyibah, wa amalan mutaqabbalah. And simple one I give you. Read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam asked Allah for the biggest, greatest kingdom. La yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. No one must get such a kingdom after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Chapter 38, verse 35. So read, Ya Wahhabu, Allah will give you barakah, barakah, inshallah.
Mufti sahab, is one nikah valid if a man who is intoxicated issues talaq a few times verbally?
Remember the usul and principle which Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. The bounties and favors of Almighty Allah cannot be obtained via vices. Nikah is a great favor, bounty of Almighty Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Today I got the nikah to perform. People, they squeeze in a lot of progress. Inshallah, inshallah, after Maghrib, you see, I must be there in well-loved for nikah, then I must go to Tonga for supper, and so forth, and so on. So a lot of things are happening, you see. So it's a great, great bounty of Almighty Allah. Yea, in this world, Ma Salim Kareem performed many more nikahs than me. And I perform, other people perform, mashallah, great, great ulama, and so forth. But Allah says, in Jannat, in Paradise, chapter number 44, and verse number 54, Surah 44, and verse number 54, today Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, that He Almighty Allah will perform the nikah. It's such a sacred institution, it will continue in Jannat as well. So you went and had drugs, you had a thought, you had some alcohol, and now you issued talaq left, right, and center, finish all three talaqs are valid, and your marriage is broken, you, the wife, go back home, and leave your drunkie, leave your husband, ex-husband, no good for you, you are tayyiba, you are pure, and he is khabith and he is impure. Don't look for loopholes in this fatwa and that fatwa. All three talaqs are valid and your marriage is finished now.
Mufti Sahib, just wanted to find out what to read to remove jinn and sihr.
Remember, the best one to read, if you got time, today is Saturday. So read today, read tomorrow, and you're not hafiz maybe, you're hafiz half an hour, what 1 hour you can do it. So you read the entire Surah Baqarah, almost 2.5 juz. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verses 286 verses, the longest surah, longest chapter in the noble Quran, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran al Kareem. And what are the benefits? Fa inna akhdaha baraka. You read it, you buy heart it, it's baraka and blessing. Wa tarkaha hasra. You don't read it and you just leave it out, then remember is a source of regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةِ The evil forces cannot overpower it. Nor the jinn, nor the sihr, nor the jadu, nor the witchcraft, nor the magic, nor the sorcery, nothing. So we must have yaqeen, conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and in the teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Uqba radiallahu an, you must read mu'awwadhatayn, that kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas, la yata'awwadhu ahadun mi mislima, la yata'awwadhu ahadun mi mislihima. This is the most powerful ta'weez. People want to put ta'weez here, you don't have to worry about that. Read this last two surahs, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, and Allah will protect you, protect your children, protect your family, everything. Read AK 255, Ayat al-Kursi, verse 255 of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. After every far salat, before you sleep, other times, and Allah Ta'ala will let the shayateen, all of them take flight and they run away also. So there are many things, stay in hudu, authentic hadith, remember it in Ibn Majah, La yuhafidhu alal hudu'i illa mu'min. So all these are factors, you have your computers, all that, you know all these things better than me, I'm a simple Simon. You have firewalls, you see? So you don't want this virus, and you have antivirus. So that we must build that wall, protection, you see that? Every day read Quran, every day read Manzil and so forth. So then Allah will protect us, min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil, insha'Allah Aziz, and give out charity daily. 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever you can afford, insha'Allah Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, what is the correct method of doing masah over leather socks?
Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, statement comes to mind, you know. Imam Abu Hanifa was there in Iraq. We should know that. We went to his Mazar Mubarak. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, is buried in a place called A'zamiyya. And there's an excellent book called Tariq al-A'zamiyya, which I have, you see that. So in there, the details of Imam Abu Hanifa and the great scholars and jurists and all that. So in that area in Iraq where he was, the Kuffar, the Shias were also there. So they asked Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, ma aqidatu ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. What are the aqidah and the belief structures of us, the ahli sunnah wal jama'ah, the mainstream Muslims? So he said, he was a genius. Antufaddila shaykhain. You must give shaykhain preference. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Just Khomeini and these Shia kafirs, they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and their honorable daughters, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Allah forbid, liyazubillah. Wa tuhibbal khatanain, and you must love both the son-in-laws. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda, and Sayyidina Ali, Haydar al-Qadwar, analladhi sammatni ummi al-Haydara. In the battle of Khaybar, he used to say that, you see, Sayyidina Ali, while taking on the jutlas, I am the one my mother called me, the Haydara. I am the wild, I am the strong lion. I'll take you on, you jutlas. And they sent 94 jutlas straight to hell in Khaybar. Therefore, our children in Palestine, they remember Sayyidina Ali. And first they remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they remember Sayyidina Ali, Fatih Khaybar. And they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming for you. Ajutla, ajutli. You better run. You see that? So Imam Abu Hanifa said, wa tuhibbal khatanain. You can't claim like the Shias, you just love Sayyidina Ali, and you hate Sayyidina Usman, Allah forbid. Nay, he is son-in-law twice. Nobody is son-in-law twice of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except Usman radiallahu anhu zunnurain, Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. And then, wataral masha al-khufain. When I went to Iran, you know, I went as an investigative journalist, but I just walk around like I'm a lost guy, but my eyes and brains and everything wide open, you know, to check what these guys are doing, these haramis. So every time I go and just check with the huzukana, the ablution block, they don't wash their feet, they don't make masa al-khufain on the leather socks or synthetic leather, both that they reject. They make masa al-qadamain. They just take few drops of water, their hands are wet, they just rub it on the feet like that. So that is rejected or totally. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيْلُلْ لِلْعَقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. People whose heels and all that remain dry, they'll end up in Jahannam and hellfire. The hadith authentic in Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. So how much you make masal al-khufain? So it's a nishani, a sign of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So listen carefully, esteemed listeners. You take your right hand and you place your four fingers there on top of your hoof, and that is there by your toes of the right foot. And then you say in a sitting position, right? And then your left hand, you take your four fingers and you place it there by the left foot. And then you draw both of them upwards simultaneously, the right hand and the left hand. So that is the sunnah method of performing masa al-khufain. There's the right hand for the right foot, the left hand for the left foot. From the toes, you will pick it up and go. Pick it up, don't mean you pick your fingers up. You will draw your fingers now, and you will make like making a line, you see, on that khufain. But you do simultaneously for both the right and left. So we must learn to fulfill the duty with beauty and follow Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. Surah 3 verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa la, fattabi'uni, then follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately. Yuhbibukum Allah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa la, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sin. Barakallahu feekum, wa salim kareem. You spoke about the weather in NKR, in Ladysmith, the rain. Yeah, no rain. Wonderful, wonderful weather. Durban is the place to be. I can hear the waves. I can hear the chirping of the birds. I can hear so many things there going on. You see that? So, mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward us all, and Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. And Jazakallah khairan to our Dawood Mota, Junaid Mota, and the esteemed listeners. Don't forget, Asahuk, what you doing with the 10 million papa? Explain to us. Don't duck and dive. You see that? Ask the agents, why are you knocking us 300,000 per passenger and so forth? You see that? So you entitled to ask this question. Never fear anybody. When you're on truth, always take them on. How we take on the Jutlas and the Americans and Haramis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.